There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NHL segment. Jumping into things here with a team who has been on a tough streak over the past couple weeks, actually really close to a month now. It was really kind of before the holidays last time that they saw some wins. The Edmonton Oilers got skunked last time on the ice by the Panthers 6-0. Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid contributed just 6 of the team's 40 total shots. Obviously neither of them getting an assist or a goal in this game. The more we talk about it and we think that they're going to turn it around, they don't. Are they done this year? Do they have a chance to even turn things around if these two can finally get going again, if they go out and get Evander Kane, do they have a chance?
I think they're going to need a lot more than Evander Kane. I feel like they're going to need a goaltender as well, which kind of ties into what I was going to bring up after this conversation. But, yeah, I feel like they need goaltending. They have the worst goaltending since December 1st in the NHL. That's not good at all, especially when you're a team that really relies heavily on your offense and not really a defensive shutdown type of team. You're more of a run-and-gun style. You can't have shitty goaltending and expect to make a run. Mike Smith hasn't... Basically, him being sidelined, him being hurt, their team's been trash. And I feel like they really need to go out and get a goaltender. And Evander Kane, I feel like, would help as well. They do need a little bit of – they need to add a little bit of toughness to their team as well, not get pushed around against some of these teams who are super fast and physical as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's more than a couple pieces. I mean, like a lot of these teams at the bottom, like, I mean, iKraken, your Flyers, the Blackhawks, the Canadiens, they're all some of the bottom teams of the league, and they need a better goaltender, a better goal scorer, better, like they need multiple pieces to get back to where they need to get to. And it's really hard to get there in one season, mid-season. And even if you do go out and get the right pieces, do they mesh perfectly and turn your season around? In a lot of cases, I feel like it doesn't. I don't know. I mean, pulling up the NHL standings right now, kind of looking at, I mean, if Edmonton even has a chance in the Pacific.
They're in seventh place right now.
Yeah.
Seventh wild card. Seattle. Seventh wild card, excuse me.
Well, in the for a while, if
in all of the Western Conference, if it started today, yeah, they'd be 4 outside of the wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing going for them is the fact that they have 36 games played, so they're 4, 5, 6 games behind most of the league. But again, you add they catch up to what's the most games played, 42.
Yeah, Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville 42. So 6, that's 12. They'd have to win every single game, and they would be up to 50. And again, that's a perfect run catching up, which, again, they have the goal scoring to do it, but
that would put them, if they did do that, that would put them tied with Vegas.
Yeah.
With 50 points first in the Pacific.
And that's banking on Vegas not winning any of their games.
Well, at the end of the year, it'll come down to, because the 6 games difference, if they continue to go on the same stretch and Edmonton wins six in a row, they're going to end up tied.
Yeah. But also, if Vegas keeps their stretch, it's not going to matter. If they keep
if they just keep playing how they're playing,
yeah,
you're going to have games. So yeah. If they win the six games, 6-0, they'd be tied no matter what.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, is going down the stretch, even as Edmonton makes up games, they're going to still lose games in between. Like, they're not going to make up all six games in a week. It's going to take till the end of the season to make them up. They're going to have to basically bank on, as they're making up those games, Vegas and all these teams ahead of them to continue to lose games for them to be able to catch up. But
yeah, because Vegas has one more loss.
Yeah.
And six less wins.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. As much as, again, and they have some easier games coming up, which is kind of an opportunity for them to get back on the right track. If they lose them, all right, you guys' season is done. I mean, Canucks, who aren't a terrible team, pretty much toe-to-toe, they're only a point ahead of the Oilers. But then that, you got Canadiens and Senators to finish out the month, two games that they should easily win. Should they not win those games, we go into February as, all right, Edmonton isn't going to be there in the end, no matter what. Because basically, yeah, at this point, we're still a week and a half away from the end of the month. If your shit streak continues for, I mean, it's basically been a month. Like, anytime you have a bad month of hockey, you're not going to be there in the end. The only thing that's kept them there is all the postponed games.
Well, yeah, they haven't played for like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Well, they played last night. What do you mean?
Right. Before that, they've been on the longest break.
They played the Saturday before that. Before that, then, they had, like, 2 weeks off. Because they played the Senators last Saturday, and then...
I'm saying, for the past 2 months, they've missed almost a full month of playing games when other teams have been playing.
Yeah.
So that's already going to put you in the back.
Yeah. Which has been the only thing kind of keeping them alive, but all... just with having to make up those games, but also the games they are playing, they're not making the most of them. So it hasn't really mattered for them, but.
Yeah, they had a jersey toss on the ice as well last night.
Oh, that's funny.
And on to my question, do you think Marc-Andre Fleury gets moved before the trade deadline coming up in 2 weeks?
I mean,
excuse me, 2 months away, March 21st.
There's a handful of teams hurting for good goaltending. I mean, Edmonton, we're just talking about them. I mean, really any team that has a terrible differential, Canadiens, Arizona. I mean, but these are all teams, is he going to want to go to them? Because, I mean, even the Blackhawks, when he was traded from Vegas to Chicago, he almost considered retirement because he – was obviously going to a lesser team. And late in his career like this, I'm sure the only way he wants to play is if he can play for a team that's going to potentially win him another cup. But I mean, it makes sense for him to get traded. And I feel like the Blackhawks aren't going to go out of their way to trade him on their own. It's more or less going to be a conversation between Fleury and the top saying, hey, I want out. Like, thanks for the opportunity, but I want to go somewhere. I'm at the end of my career. I want a chance to win another cup. I mean, and once you open that door, there's a lot of teams, like I said, hurting for good goaltending. I don't know. I think he moves. I think he does move. I don't know what team he's going to go to, though, just because there's so many who could use him right now.
Yeah, I think he gets moved as well, obviously. Unless, for whatever reason, Chicago gets in the playoff picture by the time the deadline's around. If they're in that picture, I feel like he stays. But if they're outside, he's definitely going to go to a contending team. Edmonton, Colorado. Those are my first two. Pittsburgh, those are my first three teams that I thought that could definitely would definitely take him on, especially since he only has 1 year left on his contract that only carries $7 million. So that ain't shit. Teams could definitely clear that to get this guy. Colorado, I feel like seasons past why they've shit out. They haven't had a good goalie tandem to get them through. You bring a veteran there with that firepower that that team has, that could be a very scary team. In Pittsburgh, I know he wanted to go back to Pittsburgh and retire there. That's where he won his cups and did all that. I feel like him going back there with the team that they have, also being contenders this season, wouldn't that be sweet to go back to Pittsburgh, win a cup, and call it a career?
Yeah, I mean, to go back where it all started, obviously it's kind of a storybook ending. And I feel like for him to, even though you're jumping ship again to a different team, going back to where you started, I feel like you fit in right, kind of, you know a lot of the guys, you played with them, management, all that kind of stuff. You go to a different team like Edmonton, like Colorado, a team you've never played on before, then you're starting over again late in your career, you're meeting new faces, establishing, like, I feel like he doesn't want to do that. So it almost makes sense to go back to where it all started if he were to move.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And that is the end of our NHL segment. Head on over to our PGA segment where we break down all things golf this weekend, recapping the first round of the American Express tournament and making our predictions on the weekend winner.